Reading from Surrender and to Me. Overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is from Chapter 6, Dhyana Yoga, Text 7, talking about the mind. Krishna is talking about the mind. Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is speaking about the mind. For one who has conquered the mind, Text 7, the super soul is already reached, for he has attained tranquility. To such a man, happiness and distress, heat and cold, honor and dishonor are all the same. Text 8. A person is said to be established in self-realization and is called a yogi or mystic when he is fully satisfied by virtue of acquired knowledge and realization. Such a person is situated in transcendence and is self-controlled. He sees everything, whether it be pebbles, stones, or gold, as the same. Comment. His mind is tripta, satisfied. But what is he satisfied? By his gyan, his knowledge, and vigyan, realization. Maintaining a satisfied mood is not easy because the mind tends to be whimsical. Kutastha means one who is fixed or spiritually elevated. Before the mind gives up sense gratification and is able to be satisfied by gyan and vigyan, it may have to be beaten, just as a blacksmith beats metal on an anvil. One who has thus brought his mind under full control is eligible to give up nishkam karma yoga, sit down, and meditate. Text 9. A person is considered still further advanced when he regards honest well-wishers, affectionate benefactors, the neutral, meditators, the envious friends and enemies, the pious and the sinners, all with an equal mind. Comment. This verse describes the most advanced stages of the Yoga Rudra platform. It is difficult for even a great sage to give up family attachment, yet Krishna recommends samabhuddhi. The yogi must be equal to family members, friends, and enemies. We tend to consider someone who appreciates us as a man of good discrimination, but view one who doesn't as envious. Surit means a well-wisher, mitra, a benefactor, ari, a killer. Udasana refers to one who is neutral. A madhyastha is an impartial judge, concerned, but neutrally mediating between belligerents. The dvesh is envious. Bandhu means a well-wisher. How can we see all such persons equally? It is more difficult to see these equally than to equally view pebble, stone, or gold. If one is able to achieve this platform, however, his meditation becomes uninterrupted. In texts 10 through 32, Krishna describes the practices of Astanga Yoga, first in the perfected stage and then in the beginning stage. 10. A transcendentalist should always engage his body, mind, and self in relationship with the Supreme. He should live alone in a secluded place and should always carefully control his mind. He should be free from desires and feelings of possessiveness. Comment. Having described the Yoga Rudra stage, Krishna now explains how to practice yoga in that stage. One must be nirasi, completely free of material desires and possessiveness. He must also be ekaki, alone, in a secluded place. Rahasi. One should not even be accompanied by disciples. In his purport, Srila Prabhupada brings Krishna's discussion to its highest point by describing and then emphasizing bhakti, the topmost yoga practice, which Krishna himself will describe in the final verse of this chapter. Srila Prabhupada's purport additionally describes how the direct practice of bhakti automatically fulfills the rigorous requirements of Astanga Yoga. Here is from Srila Prabhupada's purport. Krishna is realized in different degrees as Brahman, Paramatma, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna consciousness means, concisely, to be always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. But those who are attached to the impersonal Brahman, or the localized Supersoul, are also partially Krishna conscious, because impersonal Brahman is the spiritual ray of Krishna, and the Supersoul is the all-pervading partial expansion of Krishna. Thus, the impersonalist and the meditators are also indirectly Krishna conscious. A directly Krishna conscious person is the topmost transcendentalist, because such a devotee knows what is meant by Brahman and Paramatma. His knowledge of the absolute truth is perfect, whereas the impersonalist and the meditative yogi are imperfectly Krishna conscious. Nevertheless, all of these are instructed herewith to be constantly engaged in their particular pursuits so that they may come to the highest perfection sooner or later. A Krishna conscious person who knows that everything belongs to Krishna, and thus he is always free from feelings of personal possession. As such, he has no hankering for anything on his own personal account. He knows how to accept things in favor of Krishna consciousness and how to reject things unfavorable to Krishna consciousness. He is always aloof from material things because he is always transcendental, and he is always alone, having nothing to do with persons not in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, a person in Krishna consciousness is the perfect yogi. The comment continues for one line. Krishna next describes the basic practices of Ashtanga Yoga. 11th to 12th. To practice yoga, one should go to a secluded place and should lay kusha grass on the ground and then cover it with a deerskin and a soft cloth. The seat should neither be too high nor too low and should be situated in a sacred place. The yogi should then sit on it very firmly and practice yoga to purify the heart by controlling his mind, senses, and activities, and fixing the mind on one point. Comment. The aspiring yogi must live alone, free from fear and attachment. He has to sit still, not stand or sleep, and focus his mind. He must sit on his own asana, his seat, not another's asana, because asanas, kamadenus, which are pots, water pots, and cloth, should not be shared. Srila Prabhupada described aspects of the sitting place. Saucho desha patishtyapya. He must be situated in a very sanctified place. Stiram asanam atmana. The asana, the sitting place, should not be changed. And how should the sitting place be selected? Na ati uchritam. Not too much raised, nor too low. And chailajina kushottamam. Chaila means a cotton sitting place. Then deerskin. Yogis sit on either the skin of a tiger or the skin of a deer. Why? Because they are secluded. They are in a secluded place, and these skins have some chemical effect. If you sit on a deerskin, then the reptiles and snakes won't disturb you. That's from a lecture by Srila Prabhupada, September 4th, 1966, in New York City. Okay, we shall end here. And Krishna willing, we shall very soon continue. Hare Krishna.